Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
Steve and Julia with all these sweet moves here during the intro music and showing his little dance moves here in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. Welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the aforementioned Steve and Julia.
Emphasis on little dance moves, Mike. Thank you very much.
From your chair dancing.
Instead of focusing on my dancing, we need to focus on your award or the award you represented us with yesterday.
We really are an award-winning radio show now.
Finally.
Thanks to the Gwinnett Chamber.
Not that award.
Not the ones we bought at Hobby Lobby.
And not the one from Business Radio X, which is great, and we're very glad for it back on the wall, but you got a real, official, certified, authentic
Academy Award. No, Gwinnett Chamber Business of the Month for October 2016.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations to you too.
Well, you're congratulations to Trey and Z. Couldn't have done it without them.
Absolutely. Well, we've got some, I'm sure, award-winning folks here in the studio.
Absolutely. Which is why we got the award.
Well, yes.
And so this is just another example.
It's a collective thing.
It is.
David Kim is here from C2 Education. We'll be talking to him. Also, Shruti Dewan from Smart Payroll Solutions and Maria Hortzman from BFAB BU. We could never be another. We're going to start with David Kim with C2 Education. David, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mike.
David, I'm looking at a little bit of your background and basically a Harvard graduate.
Yeah, I don't know how they let me in.
Yeah. And you and another Harvard graduate, you were doing tutoring out of your dorm room, and you turned this into a business, C2 Education. Tell us all about C2 Education.
Yeah, so C2 is a full-service provider for college prep for high school students. So what that means is, you know, we help students figure out kind of what college they want to go to. We provide a lot of college counseling. And then we help them with a lot of the services to really get them prepared. So that includes helping them with their school grades in terms of subject tutoring, test preparation like the SAT, ACT, or the SAT subject tests, as well as helping them put their whole application together and, you know, knowing how to write their college essay and do the interviews, and so on and so forth.
All right, Dave, so let's go back to the beginning at Harvard.
Yeah.
You and obviously a friend of yours, the co-founder of the company, ultimately the co-founder of the company. You saw a need at Harvard to tutor other students, and tell us how this all got started.
Well, you know, a lot of college students, you know, they walk around campus with not much in their pockets. And so an opportunity came about to fill some of those pockets from parents. So I was actually, dating a girl, and I tagged along with her to church one day, and some parents basically came to me because you gotta, you know, announce yourself that you're new here today at in the back, and a bunch of moms, you know, basically accosted me, and you know, one thing led to another, and so began this tutoring career. But the big thing is, I noticed while working with a lot of these students just how many, you know, kids have so much potential, and not really, you know, realizing the full potential of where they could go to, you know, in terms of a school, right? They, you know, you ask most high school students, you know, what is it that you want to do or how was school today? And they give very, you know, blah answers. Oh, I kind of did something today, or oh, I'm not sure what I really did today. And so really being able to get students to verbalize that and really helping them kind of see, you know, what, you know, their future could look like, you know, became a huge need that I identified, as well as my good friend Jim, who helped found the company, really saw was missing from this whole kind of academic grind that a lot of kids were going through. I mean, there was places where you could get test prep, there's places where you get subject tutoring, but nowhere where a student or a parent could really, you know, talk about, you know, their wants and needs at the end of the day.
So it's about more than just the tutoring. And it's also just more than just about the test prep. You're really trying to help them kind of answer that question of where do I want to go? What's the path I want to take? So the question I wanted to ask you, fast forwarding to today, and if I walked into a typical C2 Education location, Is there a minimum grade that I have to be in? Sounds like we focus mostly on the high school. Is there stuff for middle schoolers, or is it strictly high school students?
No, there's absolutely stuff for elementary and middle school students. It's just that most parents, they don't see the need for college prep services until they get into high school, right? It's always last minute. The crazy thing is that if parents have an older student that typically come to us when they're a junior getting ready for that college application or senior year, they're like, wow, I should have come in earlier. They'll bring in their younger one, whether they're in eighth grade, ninth grade, or even fourth or fifth grade at the end of the day. I mean, there's been a lot of academic research papers that have been written on the whole college application process. I mean, one of the biggest needs, if you look at the public education system, is college counseling, right? A lot of college counselors actually have been eliminated in most school districts. And in school districts that still have them, the average college counselor to student ratio is like 3,000 to 1, right? So, I mean, what kind of college counseling services are you going to be getting? And the earlier you can identify these things and know about these things, it helps. I mean, the funny thing is, March Madness and, college football season are always the busiest times for us in questions that are asked about colleges, right? Because, kids are watching this stuff on Saturdays and seeing who's winning. And, they're starting to learn about schools that they never really thought about and saying, maybe I want to go here. This might be a place that might be interesting to me.
So good to know that there's services for elementary and middle school, but especially as they get to that high school, then they can start kind of getting the whole picture and getting down that path. So let me ask this. There's clearly debate going on at times of the right way to tutor, the right way to teach, the right learning method. Is there a particular method you guys follow? Is there a particular strategy, I guess, would, for lack of a better term, that you guys try to adhere to when you're doing specifically the academic tutoring?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everything that we do is customized to each student, so that individualized touch we find is to be the best approach as opposed to doing kind of a shotgun approach.
Like 3,000 to 1 counseling.
Correct.
You talk? Yeah,
correct.
I like that.
Right. So we really recognize, what are the strengths and weaknesses of each student? What's the personality of each student? Those things are all pretty important factors in terms of being able to get the best results. I mean, whether that's academically or even for, things that are non-academic, sports, music, and whatnot, you really want to find an individual that's going to really resonate with you. And that's one of the things that we've really gotten down to a science.
We're talking with David Kim, one of the co-founders of C2 Education here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And David, I understand in 2000, your first location in Maryland.
That's correct.
Where are you today as far as number of locations and how far you reach?
Yeah, so we have over 230 centers today. We're in 16 states. We help basically 15,000 students on a daily basis. We employ close to 2,000, people nationwide. We did move our headquarters down to the Atlanta metro area, though, 8 years ago as we started really doing a heavy expansion to the south as well as to the west.
So we're Gwinnett Business Radio. So I'm thinking like a business owner, and I'm wondering if business owners out there have this question. Is it a franchise? Each center, is it corporately owned? Is it a franchise?
Yeah. So when we first began, we did franchise a little bit. Today, we are predominantly corporately owned. Okay. There's around 28 franchisees still left. Everything else is something that we directly manage.
And Mike asked where it started and where you are today. So I'll go ahead and finish the question that I'm sure he was going to go to. What are the expansion plans? What are you guys hoping for in the next few years for C2 Education?
Yeah, so I mean, we've been pretty lucky in that there's been a huge demand for the services that we've been offering, and obviously we've been getting great academic outcomes in terms of college acceptances, as well as score increases that we're extremely proud of. And so we continue to expand, via word of mouth, and in areas that we're not in, we keep getting emails and calls about when we're going to be opening. So we're absolutely going to be probably doubling the size of where we are today to over 500 centers over the next 3 to 5 years.
So he went from 1 to over 200 in 15 years, and he's going to double in the next 3 to 5. I guess that's okay, David. it's all right.
You're going to have a couple guys here grabbing your coattails on the way out the door. obviously it's very competitive to get into colleges these days. So talk to those parents out there who, thinking, well, should I look into C2 education? Should I not get involved with C2 education? What's it take for them to get into the college of, their dream college?
Yeah. I mean, the stakes for everything have increased exponentially. I mean, whether it's academic or sports, we've seen it definitely over the last 15 years, this whole notion of getting individualized coaching, You know, whatever it's for. I mean, I have parents I talk to out in Cobb County that spend, you know, $10,000-$15,000 on baseball, you know, lessons on a yearly basis. You know, I have, you know, parents that spend the equal amount on tennis, right? So, you know, this whole notion of specialization has really taken hold, especially for those parents looking to go to kind of the top state schools, as well as looking at the top schools out of state. And that competition continues to, you know, become more acute year after year as parents realize that there's a lot of resources that are out there. So absolutely, you know, I'm a strong believer that parents should, you know, get informed as early as they can about, you know, what's needed to get into the schools that they're thinking about. A lot of the requirements have changed considerably, even for the school I went to, you know, 15 years ago. I mean, parents who went to like the University of Georgia, you know, they're like, well, I couldn't get in today. I mean, I wouldn't have the scores. I wouldn't have the grades. I wouldn't have, you know, a lot of the things that people are looking for. It's gotten just that much more competitive. And so getting that additional edge, getting that additional help is extremely important, especially as it's kind of become sort of an arms race to college acceptance.
So two quick follow-up questions to what Mike asked. Yeah. I'm assuming with C2, there's a spectrum of the ways that parents can get involved. Maybe they do just want some test prep. Maybe they just want to focus on the tutoring rather than the test prep. Is there a lot, since it's individualized, I'm assuming the way they can work with you guys is individualized as well.
Correct. There is an entire spectrum of families that come in initially with, you know, different wants. Like, I just want help on, you know, geometry or algebra. I just want help on U.S. history. I just want help on this specific test. You know, once we start having that conversation with a parent about what's involved in that college, in the entire college application process, kind of the light bulb goes off. Wow, this is a lot more involved than what I had initially thought. College counseling is just such an integral part of all of our programs, right? So we include that, you know, with any student that comes in, right? It's not an additional upcharge for the counseling services. And that's something that a lot of the parents really take advantage of. I'd say the mom and dads are in there probably just as often as the kids are, you know, just to understand that part of the process.
And let me let you drive the value proposition home. You talked about the parent who's and parents who are spending $10,000-$15,000 on baseball or tennis. I'm assuming working with C2 Education probably wouldn't necessarily, I don't know, maybe it does reach that level, but I'm assuming affordability is also a value proposition for you guys
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, the investments that, you know, a parent is making into C2, you know, they always get it back in terms of financial aid or grants or scholarships that the schools are offering. I mean, there's been a lot of studies done. I mean, each you know, 10-point increase on an SAT score, for instance, is equivalent to an additional $100 in grants that most kids get. And so, you know, taking your test scores from like a 1,000 to a 1,200, and we typically have around 300-point increase. I mean, that's going to be around $2,000 a year. That's going back to you over 4 years. That's $8,000. So.
David, I'm sure over the years you've got hundreds, if not thousands, of success stories you might be able to share with us. Is there one of maybe a student came in, really needed some direction and ended up getting to their dream college? Maybe a great story you can share with us?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a recent student that our other co-founder, Jim, you know, he likes to troll a lot of our old students on the internet. And
in a good way.
In a good way. He's not creepy. He's happily married. But
got in the happily married part, because if you're not happily married, you're kind of a creeper. Go ahead.
but we
digress.
There was a student that this was many years ago. You know, when we used to directly tutor at the time in Virginia, that he helped a student named Chris Snyder, who didn't really know where he wanted to go, what he wanted to do. Kind of your typical high school angst, always kind of a little bit gloomy and dark at times. And, you know, we really helped him kind of figure out what it is they wanted to do. You want to go to Virginia Tech. You know, he wanted to study, you know, kind of biotechnology. And today, you know, he got his PhD from Stanford. He started his own little startup on kind of diabetics, because he himself was a diabetic, and really being able to provide those resources, you know, to students who are in middle or high school or even college, that don't necessarily get the support, right? I mean, they're taking their insulin shots and whatnot, but you know what it means on a day-to-day basis in terms of energy and why do I have to go through this? And so, having seen him really, kind of blossom, and, I think he's on the board at Stanford's medical school talking about this and really being a strong advocate. You just see so many of these things. But when you really see, those kids that you're like, wow, is he really going to get there? And really getting there, it's pretty surprising. So,
well, David, great to have you here. And I'm thinking, there's so many things we could talk about. Just to the fact that you started this business that's grown so successfully from your college dorm. I'm thinking maybe another show, come back and talk about that side of everything, because we just talked about C2 Education itself. For those that would like to look into your company and maybe use C2 Education's services, give us the website and any other contact information.
Yeah, the website is c2education.com. There's a lot of great resources there. Our phone number is 800-777-7000 if people want to talk to someone directly.
What was that number again?
800-777-7000. It's a lot of sevens there.
Nice.
That would be awesome if the top SAT score would be like 7777, yeah. But it's not. But
But in Vegas, it's a good number.
It is. Lucky sevens. Well, David, congratulations on all the success and continued success. And we'll try not to grab too hard those coattails on your way out today.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, David Kim with C2 Education here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Do you love your new Subaru that you bought at Subaru of Gwinnett?
I do.
Fantastic. Well, did you know that Subaru of Gwinnett also offers expert service that your Subaru deserves? We know that you have service options, but with Subaru of Gwinnett, you'll receive the expertise of their factory-trained teams who've been trained by the most advanced Subaru technical instructors. They're equipped with specialized tools for diagnosis and repair and use genuine Subaru parts for the job. Every service also comes with the free multi-point inspection to keep your vehicle in check. Not everyone goes to these lengths. For us, for Subaru of Gwinnett, it's the Subaru way. And the other thing I love on their website, they also say that when it comes to Subaru service, there's no artificial... What do they say?
Artificial sweeteners?
Yeah, no artificial, where to go? No artificial ingredients, because they only use genuine Subaru parts.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
They're good car. I love the Subaru. I love the way it drives.
Of course you do. Came from Subaru of Gwinnett.
Comes with a great maintenance plan. Couldn't be happier. So I am a Subaruist.
You are.
I am in love with my Subaru.
Follow them on Facebook and go to SubaruofGwinnett.com.
Thank you, Stephen. Our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio from Smart Payroll Solutions, Shruti Dhawan. She's the president and CEO. We go right to the top here. Shruti, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Smart Payroll Solutions. Tell us all about your company and what services you provide.
Sure. So we started this is our third year in business, and the services we offer are online payroll. We are a full service payroll company. So everything from payroll taxes, year-end, time off requests, accruals, we do it all. In addition, we offer timekeeping requests to systems for small businesses integrated with our payroll software. And in addition, we offer, online HR solutions and background checks for small businesses.
Who's your target market? Who are you going after right now?
We are actually any small business that wants to work with local providers. Who wants to have that personal touch and somebody who wants to work and have that handholding, we work with them. Anywhere from 1 to 100 employees, we'll take it all. It's just that we want to make sure that they know that we're going to add value to them and not just compete on price.
Shruti, I'm going to ask you to unpack the term of handholding a little bit, because I think the typical business owner at first would get, I don't know if I'd say offended, but a little bit. Like, I don't need handholding. I'm a business owner. I know what I'm doing. But when it comes to payroll and when it comes to all the things you talked about that you do, I think when they're off the air and the mic's not on, they'll go, I do need handholding when it comes to payroll. So unpack that a little bit more. Talk about what a business owner really does need their hand held on potentially.
Sure. So, a lot of times we've come across where small businesses, when they start out, they think they can do it all. And they think everything is manageable. And initially it is, because they are small businesses and they're just starting out and it's all good. And, they'll do it in-house and everything works fine. And then they start growing, which that's what we want. We want all small businesses to grow. And once they start growing, things start slipping through the cracks. That's when, suddenly you have IRS notices coming their way, and they suddenly, just remembered, oh, I forgot to pay the Georgia state tax, or I didn't pay the unemployment, charges. So that's where we come in, and we're like, we want you to grow your business and not worry about these administrative payroll-related tasks. Or even when you're hiring employees, you want to make sure you're hiring the right employees. So you want to make sure, you know, they've done a good background check on them. We offer that. We offer that service so they can do a background check and they can sleep at night well that they've hired the right person. If they're doing hourly employees, they know they have a timekeeping system that's going to create an audit trail for them, you know, in terms of tracking their time and not worry about somebody fudging their numbers when they have clocked in or clocked in from home or, you know, just taking advantage of the situation. So that's where we come in and help them streamline and make them more efficient. And then again, add value to them, which they do not recognize. And that's whole hand-holding because we will walk them through every step. And unlike, you know, we do have a CBD model that we come up with is we customize our solutions for them. We're a boutique service. So, you know, it's not like we shut down at 5 p.m. or they have a 1-800 number to call. There's the live person. They're always available. And, you know, we create that relationship. So we want to be transparent to them. So they are always aware, even though they're not doing it themselves, they know that the right people are taking care of them.
Wow, Stephen, that's not handholding. That's like a great big bear hug.
That's counseling. That's coming alongside. That's almost to the level of being a business partner.
I like to always say you're not just paying for payroll or HR services. I mean, you're paying for peace of mind. And yes. And that's you know, the value there is limitless. I've got to share something with you, Shruti. I'm glad you're sitting down. I'm just going to be direct. You're not the only payroll company out there.
Yes.
What? Stephen, I thought she would take it bad. Are you okay over there?
Just give me a second. Go ahead. Ask your question.
So what differentiates you from the other services out there?
Sure. And again, you know, that's a very valid question.
It could be the bear hug.
It is. It is one of those things. You know, the bear hug is definitely what takes us up a notch. But it is a CBD model. You know, it is the ability to sit with them and understand what their current process is. We want to make sure that we're just not competing on price. We're actually trying to streamline and figure out, is there a way we can make them more efficient or save them money with what they're doing right now? Because a lot of businesses are so used to doing something a particular way that they don't want to change. And nobody's ever taken the time to tell them that, you know what, there's a better way to do something and actually help you save money and free up your time. So that's how we approach it. We're consultative. We're boutique, as I said. We don't shut down just at 5 p.m. or, you know, a 1-800 number to call. They're always going to get a person, whether they call in or text. We are big believers of texting. So, you know, they get a faster response, especially when we're dealing with a lot of restaurants. They work in the evenings and they need that quick response. And we help them do that. Same thing with urgent cares and other industries that work late at night. And then, you know, transparency, that's a huge. A lot of small businesses are blindsided a lot of times because somebody is handling their other you know, administrative work and they are busy growing their business and they don't realize that their left hand is not talking to their right hand a lot of times. So their accountant maybe is talking something different and they're looking at different numbers and none of the numbers are matching. So we create that transparency. We always work with the small business owner as well as their accountants and CPAs hand in hand. So that way, everybody is seeing the same numbers and seeing the same data. And, you know, those discrepancies are taken care of well in advance versus at the end of the year where suddenly it's like, oh, my God, we forgot to add my 401k or, oh, my God, we didn't take my health insurance out for this year. So that's what we do. We keep them ahead of the curve.
Mike, I have something that I have to tell you, and I'm glad you're sitting down. So don't freak out. Shruti and I already know each other. We've networked together and have shared a couple of leads back and forth with my day job, which I can't talk about on the air. So are you okay with that?
Yeah. Thanks for the full disclosure.
Yeah, there you go. So she talks about consultative and Shruti, you could give us probably tons of stories of that, but one that you told me about that kind of blew me away. And I want you to talk about a little bit more. I think when people think payroll, they think, yeah, that's right. They handle my paychecks. But you guys are, you have in certain cases, because of your consultative approach, some unique ways
yeah.
that you've actually paid people's employees that help the business owner.
Right.
Can you share that story?
Sure. So, you know, we are a company, we're trying to be green. We want our businesses to not only be streamlined and efficient, but also be green. So instead of just printing checks, What we have started offering is, of course, everybody offers direct deposits. What we do is offer debit cards to our clients. And one of the success stories that I shared with Stephen was, you know, we have one client who has over 20 employees all over Georgia, and they did not want to do direct deposit. So we offered them debit cards because, you know, she used to be, there's a lot of data to handle, a lot of paperwork to handle, and overnighting would be just adding more cost to her. So what we said is, all right, how can I make it more better for you and save you money? This is not to hurt any other company out there who's dealing with overnighting packages. But what we did is we gave them all debit cards. It's been an excellent rollout. They love it. All the employees love it because every pay cycle we finish, the salaries and wages get loaded onto their debit cards, and voila, they're good to go. And
easy to spend now.
Yes.
Well, what I loved was, here's a payroll company that doesn't just say, fill this out, and this is what we do. Because some of the bigger ones, that's about how they deal with it. So here you have someone and her company that is truly, hey, let's figure out the best solution for the owner and the employees.
Right.
So
great stuff.
Sign her up today.
Yes. Right,
there you go. There was my commercial.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Shruti Dhawan from Smart Payroll Solutions. Great stuff. If any of our business leaders that are listening want to find out more, maybe use your services, where can they get more information?
Sure. Our website is smartpayrollsolutions.com. We just, revamped the entire website. So hopefully they get a lot more information there now. And direct number line they can reach is 770-490-5385.
Great. Shruti, thank you for joining us today and talking about Smart Payroll Solutions.
Thank you for having me.
Mike, before you speak to our last guest, I want to remind you, and I want to remind everyone who's listening, that Faratech is your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers. Whether you need service or repair on your hardware, or you're looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Faratech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. Contact them today to see how they can help you. They're waiting for your call at 770-582-1188 or go to Faratech, FARRATECH.com.
Loving the enthusiasm, Stephen.
Thanks, Mike.
That's why you're award-winning. Maria Horstman is the third and final guest of the show with a company called BFAB BU. You're the founder and owner. So, Maria, welcome to the program and tell us about BFAB BU.
Oh, thanks for having me over here. Well, BFAB BU is a health and wellness and fitness company. We focus on individuals, small groups, and corporations, helping everybody out there to elevate their energy, to get more productive, to have their edge, to feel healthier in their lives. And we do that by individualizing the programs according to the person's needs, goals, and really where they want to go in the future with their health. And imagine themselves as they age, although nobody likes to talk about aging, but it's a process that we go every day and is a healthy process, or could be much healthier than what we think and what we're living today. So that's what we do. We're in business to help individuals to achieve their ultimate goal, which is, you know, be productive, be healthy, enjoy their lives.
Great. Now I know why you were so enthusiastic and with so much energy, because you knew what your next guest does.
Absolutely.
Now,
I was just setting it up.
Do you happen to know Maria as well?
Maria and I have met through networking. It's a good thing, Mike. You should go out and do it more often. Maybe at the Gwinnett Chamber.
You're behind. You know everybody. All right. So Maria, obviously our show, we cater to the business leaders out there. How can you help a business leader? How can you work with businesses?
Yeah, the way we work with businesses, actually, I just started doing lunch and learns. I call energy bites. So it's one easy approach to get into organizations and teach and educate individuals on how they can get healthier. And it is possible. My background, actually, now that I'm a health and fitness coach and all that, but I have 25 years or so of experience in the corporate world. That kind of lifestyle that I had is common on every day. It was very busy. I was in finance and international business. The way that I help individuals and corporations is really bringing that productivity back, is teaching and helping them to say, look, it is possible for you to stay on top of your success. It is possible for you to actually be more present at home with kids, to actually enjoy more the company of your coworkers and also your family or friends. And that is, you know, educating them on how it can be possible from a perspective of eating, you know, better, if that's the case that they need. Managing stress, which is really a silent killer. How to improve their sleep, whatever is needed to get out of the way for their success on their health. That's how we do it.
So when you go into, when you're going into a corporate setting, you're going in more as an instructor to a large group, lunch and learn, you're trying to get a group together to talk. When it comes to the individual, when you're working with an individual, maybe that came up to you after a lunch and learn and they want to go deeper, is it strictly coaching? And it sounds like it's coaching in all areas. You try to kind of diagnose the best steps they can take to improve. Am I getting that right? Or feel free to tell me I'm wrong and go through the process. Where would an individual start with you?
Please tell me he's wrong.
Mike enjoys that.
Humor me.
Okay, you're wrong.
Oh, man. Good. Well, then you get to correct me.
Yeah, from organizations, obviously, guys saying, you know, the lunch and learn.
Is he really wrong, Maria?
Now you're interrupting guests, oh, okay. Mike. Good heavens. All right, go ahead.
Now, from organization, yes, the lunch and learn is a way to get in there. From could be to small groups, because corporate wellness is a reality. And reality is not only the individuals, you know, who win, but also the corporation wins, because they're going to have more productive, healthier, and so on. So in the end of the day, you know, the companies can save on turnover, the, you know, insurance, and actually build a more kind of, you know, community sense inside the company.
So from a corporate standpoint, right, you're talking about more than just one event. You're talking about, you know, let's help get the corporate wellness up.
Yes. So okay. It could, you know, eventually as the company, you know, feels like this is the way to go, which is generally it's where it's going, right? Then we can implement, additional services from fitness inside, from bringing biometrics, from bringing other services inside, that becomes a more comprehensive approach to help. In the end of the day, we help individuals one-on-one, including coaching inside the companies. Now, from an individual, you know, one-on-one that I work, then it's all about diving into their goals and their health. What is it, what they want to achieve in the long term, what their challenges today. So I customize programs as well in that perspective. You know, talking about earlier over there about the diabetic, I was pre-diabetic and I have a lot of issues in gastrointestinal digestives. And I became really passionate about in reversing my own situation. And that's what eventually got me to a career change, 180 degrees change in my own lifestyle. And I'm very passionate about bringing that to the others, because I know that there is a need for it. And my own experience can help that. So when I talk into one-on-ones, I have a pretty good feeling about what's going on. Although I'm not in the business of treating or diagnosing any diseases, you know, I'm here to educate individuals and provide them information and guide them and support and be the accountability, because that's what is missing, I believe, a lot. Is there is a lot of tips and helps, and you can go online and you can get crazy. It's crazy out there. So what is really for me? Because blueberries can be great for the majority, but it might not be good for you because it raises your blood sugar to a level that is not good. So I work, you know, I also have blood sugar, you know, programs and individualize everything from anything from a month to 6 months programs or more than that. So,
Mike, yet again, I wish we could find guests who are passionate about what they do.
Exactly what I was thinking. I wish you would show some passion. You know, goodness
just,
gracious.
You know, just three more guests that, you know, just show no passion for what they do. I just, you know, one of these days.
Let me bring her back down to earth here. Maria, you might want to sit. Oh, you are sitting down. You're not the only trainer, coach out there that do what you do.
That one I knew, so I'm not going to be as surprised.
Okay. So I'm glad she's sitting down. What makes you different from all the others out there? Or something that's a little unique about you?
So yes, I can help individuals in their exercise routines. I can help them get to the program that they want on their health, lifestyle. The reality is it's a more comprehensive. I can actually bring all the elements to health you know, to a person. Instead of, okay, you see a personal trainer who might be telling you eat chicken and broccoli and you're okay. And sometimes, you know, a lot of individuals, they get into exercise and they think that's the pill, you know, for their weight loss or for all their diseases. Absolutely, exercise is important. I mean, I do it 5 times a week and I love it. And that for me, if I don't do it, I'll collapse, you know, on a level of sanity. Okay. Mm-hmm. With life that we all are so busy. So what makes me different from others is the bringing all the components together and also having the experience of being in the corporate world for so many years. So understanding not only the one-on-one challenges that we all have from my own experiences to working with clients that I help them kind of overcome, but also understanding the executive on the other side, you know, that mom, you know, the stay-home mom who it's also very stressed out and have to support not only her, the kids, the husband, but she normally is the last person. So what I help the most is to help individuals to say, hey, you're very successful. You're doing, you know, at work, you're doing this and that and that. For your kid, you do the best. For the husband, you do the best. But a lot of people, they forget what is most important component, which is about themselves. So it's realigning really the goals. And I said, you are also important. So if you take care of you, then you're going to be the best for others who you love.
I'm sold. I'm there. All right, Maria, for those that would like to reach out to you, find out more about your services, where can they find that information?
Yeah, they can find it 770-835-5490. And the name of the company is BFABU and BEFABBEYOU.com. And I have a special that I would like to share for the listeners today at the show. I would like to open about 10 spots of my 45-minute energy audit session, which here we kind of dive into what the challenges are that this individual is going through, what their goals are, and then we put a path, you know, we pave a path for their success.
Okay, is there a time frame on that? If someone's listening to this podcast 6 months from now?
So the first 10 individuals who call then they get it. So 770-835-5490.
Great. Maria, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Maria Horsteman, BFABU. Also, a big thank you to Shruti Dhawan from Smart Payroll Solutions and David Kim from C2 Education. Any parting words before I say our goodbyes, Stephen?
I'm just so honored to be part of an award-winning show with you, Mike.
You can't get over that, can you?
No, I've just been waiting so long for us to... This is the best day of my life. I have so many people to thank. I'd like to thank the Academy. Oh, wait, sorry. The mic is going down into the desk. I can't keep talking.
All right. And on that note, a reminder, you can listen to this show anytime 24/7 by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also check out any of our other previous shows right there on the website. Go to Facebook. We're there. Follow us on Twitter as well. We also have our YouTube channel, Business Radio X Gwinnett Studio. You can see this video and videos of our other shows as well. For Trey and Z and Steven, I'm Mike Salmon. We will see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Award-winning.
Woo!